So that was pretty cool. So then I left school, and I've been dealing more with counter recruitment issues in the community rather than on campus, because I live on the west side of Chicago, which is extremely impoverished and mostly people of color area, and I noticed that there are recruiters around all the time. And there's one specific recruitment station in Chicago that's in danger of being closed right now because they have such low recruiting levels, so we've been making that one of our usual targets. And this summer, probably the most effective protest that we had at the recruitment center was a Circa action, which is clandestine insurgent rebel clown army, which basically is we get a bunch of people dress up like clowns who wear camouflage, and we go to the recruitment office. And you go to the recruitment office and you try to sign up for the military. So we did that, and after we were kicked out of the recruitment center, we chalked the outside saying, like, give hugs, not bombs, and things like that, and like just really fun and creative things. And that tactic we found to be extremely, extremely effective, not only because for a lot of reasons that I don't know if I want to get into all of them, because that'll take a really long time, but the tactic seemed to be so effective that we ended up having a recruiter inside the station working with us. We got this recruiter to every time we go back, is working with us. And I'm not going to identify who that person is, because I can't identify who that person is, but that person gave us a pamphlet which is given to military recruiters by the military, basically listening in and telling all of the lies and deceptions that they can use to give to students or give to people they're trying to recruit. And we managed to make copies of that and gave it back to him. And we've been working with him a lot within the last few months. So that's, I would say that's probably the most effective tactic that we've been able to utilize, is by actually using recruiters to our advantage, like recruiting recruiters basically to our movement. So that's what I've been up to with counter-recruiting.
Wallace, you were telling me something just before we got underway, some success researching your picture.
Well, there's some, there are several groups that have connection here with their friends' meeting house. Conscience and the American Friends Service Committee, the local representation, and some of us who are also in a faith-based community organizing group have in various ways taken on countering recruitment projects. And I think the most successful so far has been an approach made to the Pittsburgh School Board by John Webb, who has engagement tonight. But about 6 months ago, they just went to a board meeting and presented recommendations. This had to do with sending out letters to families, making clear the students had a choice. The parents could keep their names off the lists if they didn't want their young people contacted by recruiters. So that was the first step. The school board readily adopted that. The letters, I think, have been going out regularly. Just a little over a week ago, John and some others went down to the and introduced a resolution limiting the access of military recruiters to students, basically saying military recruiters can have all the rights guaranteed under the law, which is only the same rights that are given to businesses and schools. They can't go in the dining halls, they can't set up all the, and so that's, and apparently he's building a fair amount of support in the school board for this, and thinks it's likely to be passed within a few weeks. So, some others of us went to Woodland Hills School District, a suburban district in the east part of town, a little over a year ago, just had a meeting with the superintendent and the principal, and they actually readily agreed. There'd just been a change of principal. The former principal had been very thick with the military and given the military all kinds of favors. They readily agreed they would stop that. They would allow recruiters on campus only during, you know, career days and those kinds of things. And so we felt we had some important first steps. We're going to go back and see what we can do further. There's a school district in the northern part of town, which is partly rural, called Seneca Valley, and we're just beginning to make approaches there. At the moment, our correspondence with the superintendent is mediated by attorneys, so we're kind of moving sort of slowly there. Someone else is working in Penn Hills, another suburban district, an older suburb. These are most, we're all adults, virtually all adults, I'm kind of listening with some envy to the stories told by young people who can connect with young people much better than we can. And we're doing some things not quite so dramatic as what's been supported, and just sort of off to a start.
When is the next board election?
I don't know. I don't think the whole school board is elected each time. I think maybe every year or two. It's partly. Other people who live in the Pittsburgh district would know.
5 years.
Yeah, my name is Wallace Watson, and I'm a member of this Pittsburgh Friends meeting.
Okay.
W-A-T-S-O-N.
Oh, I'm Tom. My name is Tom. I'm from Cleveland. I'm East Ohio Anti-War Coalition.
I'm Tristan.
There may be others who have been more involved than I have locally. You might want to speak to this.
Yeah, so there's a lot of POG members in here, and I trust that most people in this room are aware of what POG's been up to, but, you know, is anyone interested in hearing some updates about the Pittsburgh Organizing Group's counter-recruitment campaign?
Always interested in hearing that.
Yeah, and me too, actually, because I've been out of town, so.
I also want to say that John's petition to the school board, I have copies up in case anybody interested.
He's one circulating over there.
I have extra, I can give away.
Market Square. You should do some research, because I know one thing that they've been doing in Chicago.